Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
Hi-ho, DeGenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 190. We're racing towards 200. Be there before you know it. Let's dedicate this to the chosen one, a new friend of ours in the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. I believe Gumby converted him over from Twitter. Twitter's for boomers, right? Discord's the place to be for all us hip people. So welcome to the DeGen family, the chosen one. And thank you for everyone for coming over to the Discord. We have lots of fun in there every day, even when there's not fights going on. We have a good time. So and I'm in there as well. I am the one and only Jeff Chalks Fox, the chalkiest gambler around, who actually got saved last week by some dogs. And we'll see if I pick some dogs this week as well. This episode is all about UFC 278, the main card portion of the pay-per-view, the paywalled portion of it, if you're in a country that still has pay-per-views. If you're looking for prelims, go back in episode 189 was our prelim picks for all eight prelim fights. We got some dogs in there as well. So if you like dogs and whatnot, if you like fun banter, then that's the place for you there. So let's bring in our co-host, your Gumby God, my co-host, one and only Daniel Vreeland. Hello.
You didn't give me much to riff on, but nope, I will confirm that it is even a good time outside of fight days, because then they get to hear fun things about people's takes on wanting to badly bet Parker Porter or trying to set Yanni on fire. Yeah, it's all good.
effigies for Yanni is true. That would be a good title for the episode. Effigies
for Yanni. We don't really want people to think he's on the episode. We don't want them to think he's on the episode though.
No, that's true. It's true.
He's getting have you noticed he's getting a lot of hate on Twitter this time? Like usually it's
I don't pay attention.
Discord, but Twitter's
people
pretty mad.
People are realizing that he was that he was 0-5 at Contender Series, and that's not a rare occurrence.
No, I think last week he was 1-4 too, which is not good.
yeah. We're playing right up to our Discord crowd here, crapping on Yanni two episodes in a row. We're preaching to the choir here, Dan. We're not going to convert any new people with that talk, especially our Greek gambling friends. So we're finally here, Dan. It seems like we've been waiting this forever, but we finally are here to break down our Harry Hunsucker pay-per-view debut.
Is it his pay-per-view debut? They haven't squeezed him onto a pay-per-view main card.
It's gotta be. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia page yet, Dan.
That's just because Wikipedia has some sort of weird rule where they think you need to have three fights before you can. He lost to Jared Vandera on Contender Series.
Yes. And here he is. And here he is. Opening up a pay-per-view that $70 they expect us? I act like I've never bought a pay-per-view. I think it's $70 now, right? For one of these things.
I think it's 74.
I buy it every month.
I think it's $74.99.
Really? $74.99 for Jared Vandera. It actually would be a step up if it was Jared Vandera. A chunky guy, Harry Hunsucker. Pay-per-view. Not the strongest main card, to say the least, especially since they did this the swap. They put the women's bantamweight fight in and took the heavyweight fight off. It's one of the one of your weaker pay-per-views. It's basically a one.
Oh, wait, wait actually, two fight. Wait for UFC 279.
That's true. They are stacking, what, 280 and 80, isn't 281 big too or not?
81 just got a second title fight. Okay. So in addition to Izzy Adesanya versus Alex Pajeda, while we were recording the first episode, they announced Carla Esparza defending against Weili Zhang too. So
it's just the same three people fighting over that belt.
Forever. I mean, like, has anybody made us really need somebody else?
No. You know, Marina Rodriguez.
Yeah, but in defense of not putting Marina Rodriguez in there, too, like, she did lose to Carla Esparza. So, yeah. You know,
yes.
She's had her setback.
It's true. But, yeah, this is not, going back to UFC 278, not your strongest pay-per-view. I was going to say it's a one fight. Pay-per-view, but no, I forgot. There, the third fight on the card is a banger too. It's the co-main event. That's not so.
Well, co-main event is going to be a banger.
It will be a banger. People, we haven't got to it yet, but people are the pick'em contest I run at moneymma.substack.com that you all should get in on. People are actually picking Luke Rockhold in that fight. I know we're not breaking
just,
it down yet.
They're just trying to be different.
Yeah, probably it's true. There's value, right, bro? CLV or whatever, John. People like to say John makes smart picks. It's the people that don't make smart picks with that. But anyhow, we will get to Luke Rockhold soon enough. Actually, let's jump right into this fight card for you because we have props, parlays, all that fun stuff after it. So we may as well get right into it. Tyson Pedro is leading things off. Light heavyweights, as Dan said, he's being given another gimme fight. This one against the aforementioned Harry Hunsucker. Let's break it down. The Hurricane, Harry Hunsucker, 7-5, 3 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out 5 times, so he's never gone the distance in a fight. Is this his first light heavyweight fight, or at least first in a while?
Yeah, this is his first light heavyweight fight, at least that I can tell. You know, like he fought some real big dudes back in the day, so I can't, like, he fought Dontell Mays in like 2016, so I can't imagine he's ever been light enough to fight at 205 unless he did as an amateur or something like that.
So is he going to be a chunky guy still? It's not going to be fun if he's not
chunky. I've seen pictures of him. He definitely doesn't have abs, but he's,
okay. As long as he doesn't have abs. I will not stand for Harry Hunsucker having abs. I put my foot down right there, Dan. Anyhow, let's tell you about his resume. I already told you about his resume so far. He's lost 2 straight fights in the UFC, both via knockout or TKO. He's won 1 of his last 4. All won contender series, lost via TKO. He lost someone good, though. No, he didn't. He lost to Jared Vandera. Like I said, usually he's a heavyweight. He was a regional champ. He's he was a champion somewhere, Dan.
Yeah, was it HRMMA or Valor?
Maybe. It might have been Human Resources at MMA. I can't remember. So
it could have been Valor. He fought Billy Swanson way back when. He might have won a title name for that. Billy Swanson,
Versus
Big
Harry
Sexy?
Hunsucker.
Billy Swanson, Billy Big Sexy Swanson.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to look up that fight. Just those names alone.
You're gonna want to look up a picture of Billy Swanson.
I bet I will after I finish breaking down in this fight. Richard Champ, like I said, more active striker than Pedro, so he's got that in his favor. He's been outstruck by -2.87 strikes per minute in the UFC, so his opponents have hit him almost 3 times more per minute. +525 is the number on him. Tyson Pedro, do you know his nickname, Dan? According to Wikipedia.
No, I do not. Does he have a nickname?
Kangaroo Paws.
I had heard that before. He doesn't use it anymore, but I think he did before the UFC signed him.
Oh, I think I've looked up Billy Swanson before. You maybe look him up before. He should be a professional wrestler. He should be a professional wrestler is what he should be if this MMA stuff does not work out. What does his tattoo say? Property of what?
I believe it's Soddy Daisy, which is the town he's from in Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Of course he's from Tennessee, Dan. He looks amazing. Can we get him on this pay-per-view instead?
He just fought for Bellator.
No, maybe that's how I remember him. I think we may have spoke of him back then, but yeah, pretty amazing. Anyhow, Kangaroo Paws Pedro is what I'm talking about. He's 8-3, 3 knockouts, 5 submissions, so he's finished all of his fights. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. He's gone the distance 1 time by my math. 4-3 in the UFC. He's won 1 of his last 3. It was his last fight. He won via knockout. He's an inch taller than Hunsucker, 4 inches reach, 2 years younger. Striking stats in his favor. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by about half a strike per minute. It's plus 0.53. Grappling stats as well in his favor, minus 750. I think I usually kick off the main card. Obviously, I'm going with Kangaroo Paws, Tyson Pedro here. They've given him another win.
Yeah, this seems like an easy one. Also, because like let's take a quick rundown of Tyson Pedro's finishes in his career. Yeah. Win in the first round, 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 win in the first round. Okay, so he's literally finished every single opponent he's fought and beat in the first round. Harry Hunsucker has 5 losses. The last 5 of them are by first round loss. So, like, if you want to draw a real quick conclusion of what's happening here, it's obviously Tyson Pedro finishing him in the first round. And even apart from that, like, look, he's taller, he's stronger. The layoff worried everybody. He kind of assuaged those concerns when he came back out and he picked up that big first round finish at Ike Villanueva. The guy's good still. He's clearly still got it. And I'll say this. I don't think going down to light heavyweight helps Harry Hunsucker. I think it actually hurts him because he's going to now have a speed disadvantage in addition to having a size disadvantage, because he was already, I mean he's smaller than Tyson Pedro too. That's the other crazy thing. He's smaller than Tyson Pedro. Now he's going to be slower, which he wasn't that much slower than a lot of heavyweight guys. He's going to be way slower than Tyson Pedro. Tyson Pedro ends it whenever he wants to.
Yanni's taking the over is what you're telling me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because everybody's zigging.
Yeah, everybody's zigging. He's got his zag. They're due to go over. If you do want to take the over, the place to do it is at WinBet. Thinking of joining WinBet, now is the perfect time. New customers to bet $100 get a $100 free bet. If you're betting baseball, you have to check out WinBet. The reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet MLB. Plus, the WinBet casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $8,000. Wynn has also just released their first quarterback with 5 touchdowns prop bets. Dan says it's going to be Dak Prescott. So get over to that Wynn bet and bet that, make that bet. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBet. So they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Now, let's tell you about Odds Tracker. What is Odds Tracker, you may ask? Odds Tracker is a place to compare odds from all major sportsbooks. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, moving on to women's bantamweight. This fight has been moved to the pay-per-view portion of the card. Wu Yanan versus Lucy Pudilova. As I said, women's bantamweights. Let's tell you about Yanan first. Mulan is her nickname. She's 12-5, 6 knockouts, 5 submissions. Been finished 1 time via knockout. 1-4 in the UFC. She's lost 3 straight fights. She's not won a fight since November of 2018. Used to fight down at flyweight. She has missed weight there before. 2 years younger than Pudilova. She's been outstruck by minus 0.63 strikes per minute in the UFC. Grappling stats in her favor, however, plus 116. And Pudilova, 13-7, 2 knockouts, 2 submissions. She's been submitted 1 time. That's 1 time she's been finished. This is her UFC return. She was 2-5 in her first run in the UFC. Very difficult strength to schedule, as Dan mentioned a few pods back, I believe. Since then, she's gone 5-1 against some pretty solid competition. She's won 2 straight fights. She used to fight down at flyweight as well. She is a regional champion. She's got an inch of reach on Yanan. In the UFC, she, despite going 2-5, she outstruck her opponents barely, but it's plus 0.06 strike differential for her, minus 140. Over to you.
Yeah, I'm taking Lucy Pudilova all day here.
Yeah, so am I.
I think I mentioned on the last podcast that there were a couple of fighters on this card who I would fade no matter who they were fighting. Harry Hunsucker is one of them. Yanan Wu is another one. She's probably the worst bantamweight in the UFC right now. Like, if you look at her record, you know, like she's, what'd you say? She's 1-4 and that win is over Lauren Mulder, who's no longer the UFC. And quite frankly looked, you know, no offense to Lauren Mulder. She looked pretty bad in the UFC. She got three chances, lost them all, and then lost her first fight in Invicta after that. So, her only win was over Shanna Dobson, who again, maybe not the best competition there. So Yanam Wu getting beat by anybody and everybody, Gina Mazzani, Mizuki Inoue beat her largely by like manhandling her, which is funny because Mizuki Inoue is a strawweight. She's like an actual strawweight. Lucy Pudilova is going to have no problem, especially with the striking. I've loved the improvement she's made in Octagon, which is a promotion that they spell Octagon with a K, and it's out of Czech Republic or one of those countries right there. I think she's looked better since she's gone over there. And I actually thought she looked pretty good when she was in the UFC. She just needed to like grow up a little bit. Cause the other thing is she's still pretty young, despite the fact that like she left the UFC quite a while ago, right? It was like 3 years ago at this point in time. She's still only 28. So, you know, she's young, she's learning, she's getting better, and she should be able to handle Yanam Wu here.
Yeah, this is a good matchup for her to get her feet back wet in the UFC. So let's go with Pudilova. Pretty decent. Minus 140 is a pretty decent line here, too.
Yeah, it's a great line. You know, I thought it would be a lot worse.
Yep, but it is not. All right, who do we have next here? Let's go. Oh, yeah, this fight. This is a fantastic fight. Bantamweights. Jose Aldo versus Merab Dvalishvili. Let's tell you about Aldo first. Junior, 31-7, 17 knockouts, one submission. He's been knocked out four times, submitted once. 13-6 in the UFC. He's won three straight fights. Before that, he lost three straight fights. When he was the UFC featherweight champion, he made seven successful title defenses. Before that, he was the WEC champion, where he went 8-0 and was the champion there, as I said. Is he the best flyweight ever? Has Volkanovski...
you mean featherweight?
Featherweight, yeah. Excuse me. Is he the best featherweight ever still?
So here's what I'll say to people who have those divisional goat conversations. Like, the people who are currently the division's champions, with the exception of like maybe light heavyweight, are probably the greatest in terms of their technique ever. Because the game keeps evolving, right? Like, that's the thing. That like the guy who's number one right now is the number one guy. But if you want to talk resume... Jose Aldo's the GOAT still. You know, like he beat Frankie Edgar back when Frankie Edgar was still good. He took it to Chad Mendes twice. He took it to Frankie Edgar twice. You know, go back and he beat the piss out of Kenny Florian, Uriah Faber, you know, like all of those wins at WEC. He beat Jonathan Brookins. You guys remember Jonathan Brookins?
Yeah.
Cub Swanson, Mike Brown, Manny Gambarian. Like he just tore through everybody who was anybody at that time. The Mark Hominick fight, he made that dude grow an egg on his head. That was cool. Like his resume in the longevity, I think still makes him there. But yeah, I think Volk is slowly closing in on that, though.
Yep. You can only go by resumes if you're going to do different generations. I agree with that. Anyhow, let's go get back to the current resume of Aldo. I told you WC 2004. He's been pro MMA fighter since. He also is a grappling champion. Got an inch height, 2 inches of reach on Dvalishvili. He's been outstruck in the UFC, which is surprising. -0.13 strikes per minute. He's known for his defense, yet he's been outstruck. He's at even money if you want him +100.
Blame Max Holloway for that, by the way.
it's true. Max Holloway does skew people's numbers that he fights against. Dvalishvili claims he's a machine, but we know Munaf Manji is the only machine around these parts. He is 14-4, three knockouts, one submission. He's been submitted one time, the only time he's been stopped in his career. 7-2 in the UFC. However, he's won seven straight fights. He won his last fight via TKO. He's not lost a fight since April of 2018. So he's on quite a run here. He was the Ring of Combat champion. Used to fight at featherweight as well. He's a Sambo champion. 5 years younger than Aldo. Striking and active striking stats in his favor. He outstrikes his opponents by +1.98 strikes per minute in the UFC. So almost two strikes a minute. -120. Gotta go first. I'm taking a dog. I'm taking Aldo. He's just finding a way. His career resurgence, I guess you can call it. Since it's three straight wins, it's pretty remarkable. You don't see this happen basically ever with an aging fighter and even an aging champion. But I think Aldo has shown in the past he can handle grapplers. And like I said, he's finding a way to beat talent, and he's beaten far better talent as of late than Dvalishvili has. So give me the even money on him, please.
And you know I'm not gonna let you take a dog without following. I already had
damn it.
I already was picking Jose Aldo here. You know, like I already thought you can go back and listen to Top Turtle MMA, which dropped this morning. That I have Jose Aldo on that too. But like the reason for me here is the sole reason why I'm taking Jose Aldo in this fight is Murad Dzhivalishvili's last fight. He fought Marlon Moraes and got hit so hard and damn near finished. And Marlon Moraes fought a very dumb fight, tired himself out, and wound up just basically getting outworked by Murad Dzhivalishvili. If there's one thing that will not happen to Jose Aldo, it's that. Also, like, when we were talking about Jose Aldo being the best of all time, what was the thing everybody lauded about him the most? It was he has got great takedown defense, and he's going to tear your legs apart with leg kicks, which was a little bit conflated by the fact that he did it to Uriah Faber. But, like, he has really good striking, really sharp striking, decent takedown defense, and he's up against the guy who's hittable. Right, like there's no doubt that Murad Dzhivalishvili is hittable. So I actually like Jose Aldo in this fight as well. I think he's probably going to crack him a few times on the feet and then just stay smart and stay away from the wrestling.
There you go. Of course, Dan's gotta tell me here. He can't let me get in some dog action without him. But yeah, Aldo is the pick here. And Aldo, we'll talk about this more on Sunday. Aldo wins. What happens then? Is he going yeah, he's for the
title fight for sure. Title yeah. fight for sure. And, you know, I kind of hope, you know, like him versus Aljamain Sterling to me is really interesting because, you know, I'm talking about him being able to stay away from the wrestling of Murad here. And it's largely because, first of all, I do think his takedown defense is good, but also because Murad's not going to do anything with his hands that are going to scare Jose. Right. Like he's not going to be able to lead into a takedown by like peppering Jose with like two or three jabs. So I think Aldo is just like comfortable on the feet. But Aljamain has a few wrinkles on the feet that will keep people honest before he hits those takedowns. And I also think just Aljamain Sterling is just like seven times the grappler that Murad Dzhivalishvili is. Despite the fact they train together. I can't imagine Aljo does bad in that training room at any point in time. So I kind of want to see that fight. I also want to see that fight because obviously I want to see I want to see Aldo backpack TJ Dillashaw in 13 seconds if he could, please.
Yes, for sure. Usually UFC finds any opportunity to put a former champ, a bold, as in print, bold name like Jose Aldo into a title fight. But this time if he wins, he's going to actually be more than deserving of it. So usually they'll throw people in at the drop of a hat, but he's actually done the work here. So we'll see. We're putting the cart ahead of the horse, as they say. He has to beat the fake machine on Saturday. All right. Let me tell you about Run Your Pool. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. I know not to ask Dan any questions here because this is when he goes on mute.
I didn't decide. No, I'm still
there. All right. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We've teamed up with RYP, which stands for Run Your Pool, to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. Are you going to get in on this, Dan? Do you play Survivor ever? I think, you used to play Survivor with me.
Yeah. Survivors and Pick'ems, all good times.
Mm-hmm. They are fun times. All right. If you guys want to get in our SGPN NFL Survivor contest, hop in now to reserve your spot. Because here's what the winner's going to get. $500 cash from Dan. He's going to take it out of the bank machine and bring it to you directly. And a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store to the winner. And if you go over to the store, you can get some MMA gambling podcast gear. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. There's a Gumby shirt in there. You know you want it. Here's what you do. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. Sleeper is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. I use it for mine, as do the SGPN gang, as do over 4 million other users. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. First in any sport, choose two or more players that you like and pick the over-under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. With the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. The main reason I'm excited about over-under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies contest and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money. On your mobile phone, join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. All right, let's move on to our co-main event. Hardly a decent co-main event, but it is here nonetheless. Middleweights Paulo Costa versus Luke Rockhold. Let's talk about Rockhold first. 16-5, 6 knockouts, 8 submissions. He's been knocked out 5 times. All of his losses have come via knockout. He's 6-4 in the UFC. However, he's lost 2 straight, and he's only won 1 of his last 4. So he's been knocked out 3 times over his last 4 fights. That means he has not fought since July of 2019. He has not won since September of 2017. Used to be the UFC champion at this weight class. He also used to fight up at light heavyweight. He was 9-0 in Strikeforce and was the champion there as well. 2007, he was pro MMA fighter since. He's also a grappling champion. He's got 2 inches of height on Costa, 5 inches of reach. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by a plus 1.75 strikes per minute, plus 255, the number you get back on him. Costa Borachinha, the eraser, 13-2. 11 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been knocked out 1 time. He's 5-2 in the UFC. However, he's lost 2 straight fights. He's not won a fight since August of 2019. He also has fought at light heavyweight, like his last fight. He was 1-1 in the Ultimate Fighter. He was the Jungle Fight champion before this, also a regional champion. 2012 was his debut. 7 years younger than Rockhold. He's 1.6 times more active landing strikes. He's been outstruck, however, by his UFC opponents by minus 0.17 strikes per minute. He does like to drink wine before fights sometimes, so that's something that it should be on his scouting report as well. He also likes to decide not to cut weight and make the fight be at a different weight class. Minus 325 is the number on him. Go ahead.
I'm going with Paul Costa. I will say this. Yeah, I mean, like, obvious pick, but I will say this. It's not really easy to think about him as a recommended play, and I know that, like, I contemplated it. I even had it written down at a point. I'm having a really tough time, like, finalizing that because, like you said, sometimes he comes in and just looks like he's terrible, right? Like, he just comes in and looks really, really, really bad. Like, in the Izzy Adesanya fight, he looked like he couldn't pull the trigger or whatever. So, like, yeah, like, I'm worried about him. So, yeah, I'm going to pick Paulo Costa, but I don't like it.
Yep. As am I. I am picking Paulo Costa. I like
more him. It's a fade of Rockhold, right? Yeah, that's Rockhold, what we're really doing here.
It doesn't matter how long he's been gone. His chin wasn't that great to begin with. Like, he was getting knocked out by Michael Bisping and the likes. And now it's like he can't take a shot at all. And he's fighting against a guy who knocks people out. 11 knockouts in 13 wins. And Rockhold's one of those guys who doesn't seem to realize that he can't take a shot anymore. He's an automatic fade for me. Rockhold, Weidman, Frankie Edgar, most of those, Marlon Moraes, if he was still in the UFC, those guys were automatic fades because they just get knocked out when they get hit. And eventually Costa will pull the trigger, we hope, and connect with Rockhold, and it's going to be it. Lights out. So Borachinha, the eraser, is the pick, and hopefully Rockhold stays retired this time. I guess he never said retire in the first place, did he? He just went away.
Yeah, I think he was just doing some modeling.
Yes, of course. Of course. Hopefully he won't have a big crack in his chin after this fight, so he can still model. Welterweights, a main event for the welterweight championship, nonetheless. Kamaru Usman versus Leon Edwards. I forgot again that they have fought before, Dan. Did you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Of course you do. You remember everything. All right. Let's tell you about the challenger, Rocky Edwards. Finally, like I said, I want to jinx the guy. The cage door has not been locked yet, but he looks like he's finally going to get his title shot. He's 19-3 with 1 no contest. 6 knockouts, 3 submissions on his resume. He's never been finished in a fight. He's 11-2 with 1 no contest in the UFC. He's got 9-0-1 over his last 10 fights. The only fight he didn't win was a eye poke of doom on Bilal Muhammad. He's not fought since June of 2021 because he likes to sit out and wait for title shots. This time it actually worked, though. He's getting his title shot. He's not lost a fight since December of 2015, and that was to Usman. He was the Bama champ before all this back in Britain. Used to fight at middleweight. 20-11, he's been a professional fighter since. He's got 2 inches of height on Usman, 4 years younger than him. He outstrikes his UFC opponents by 0.47 strikes per minute, plus 290 on the challenger. Usman, the Nigerian nightmare, 20-1, 9 knockouts, 1 submission. He's been submitted once in his career. He's 15-0 in the UFC. He's successfully defended his welterweight strap 5 times. He's 2-0 in the ultimate fighter and the champion. Actually, same thing. Is Usman or GSP? Who's the greater?
GSP.
Okay, still.
Usman's fought a bunch of rematches against guys who didn't deserve rematches.
What if they actually fought at the height of their powers?
I think I'd still take GSP.
Yeah, me too.
He's a better striker, right?
Yep. Usman's won 19 straight fights. 2012, he's been a pro fighter since. He also was the wrestling champ before all this in college, back when his name was Marty. He's got 2 inches of reach on Edwards. Striking stats in his favor, and he's 1.8 times more active landing strikes. He outstrikes his UFC opponents, or outlands them, by 2.07 strikes per minute. That number does matter. It's something like 60 or 62 or 63% is the hit rate for people with better striking differential numbers than their opponent. Grappling stats in his favor as well, minus 375. Obviously, I am taking Usman. He's beat him before. I tend to always take the winner of the first fight to win the rematch. And I think Usman, eventually, he's going to slow down. Someone's going to catch him, but he hasn't really shown any cracks recently. And he's, as I read in his prop article, UFC 278 prop article on sportsgamblingpodcast.com, he's looking to finish people more. So maybe he'll even get a finish here, but he's my pick to win nonetheless.
Yeah, I like Kamaru Usman here as well. The thing that everybody keeps pointing to is a way that Leon Edwards can win is like they're all high on his striking. And I agree, you know, like Usman has relied more on his striking in his last couple of fights. And if you're thinking to yourself, oh, no, what if he goes out there and just tries to strike him and gets tooled on? The thing about Leon Edwards is he's not going to put him away, right? So, like, I almost feel like Usman could lose rounds 1 and 2 on the feet and then be like, oh, shit. You know, like I should wrestle and then just wrestle him for 3 rounds and win those. And if he does that, like he'll win pretty easily. So, yeah, I think Usman here, you know, gets it done on the mat. I'm not going to make this an official play or to tell you to go bet this, but I will say a really interesting prop came to me. It depends on what book you're looking at, but I've seen Usman by submission at as high as is plus 2000. I know we like he hasn't gone for subs lately. Like he hasn't gotten a submission since the fight before he beat Leon Edwards, where he choked out Hayder Hassan in the Ultimate Fighter finale. But he does really have underrated groundwork that I think people sleep on. And it's not like Leon Edwards is like a master of jujitsu or particularly good. In fact, like he notably only won a split decision over Gunnar Nelson in like. That's one of the better jiu-jitsu guys he fought. So, yeah, it's an interesting one for me and one worth keeping an eye on for sure.
Yeah, very, very interesting. All right, is the welterweight that's finally going to beat Usman in the UFC currently? And if so, who is it?
I don't know. I would say
for a question.
I would say of the people who of the hot prospects to beat Kamaru Usman right now, the one that sticks out to me as having the best possible chance, I think, is Shavkat Rakhmonov.
That's the name that I thought of too. Yeah.
Yeah, because like we kind of saw with Khamzat that his hands just aren't there yet. No. And like he didn't want to wrestle with Gilbert Burns anymore. I don't think he'd be able to. I think it would look a lot like Colby Covington light in there against Kamaru Usman, where he just like pretty much can't wrestle but keeps trying and then gets the worst end of the striking most of the time. So yeah, I don't like his chances. Sean Brady showed enough like gaps in his grappling and striking against Michael Chiesa that I'm like, I still love Sean Brady, but I have questions on whether or not he can beat Kamaru Usman now, pretty substantial questions. But Shavkat is like a fun mixture of like damn good jiu-jitsu skills. He cracks on the feet, and I think he's got the takedown defense. So yeah, I think if it's anybody, it's him.
And let everyone know we were in early on him. All right. We were in the ground floor of the Shavkat Rakhmonov elevator. Yeah, elevator to the top. So, all right. That's all your picks for this weekend's UFC 278. But no, actually, technically, it's not all your picks. But we have some recommended plays coming up after I tell you about our last two lovely sponsors, Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee has the first match guarantee. Trade is so confident they'll match you right with their coffee the first time that if they don't, they'll take your feedback and an actual coffee expert will work with you to send a brand new bag for free. Whether your friends call you coffee snob or you just know it when coffee tastes really perfect, Trade's real coffee experts personally taste test over 450 roasts so they know exactly what to recommend for you. So right now, here's what you do. Go to Trade because they are offering new subscribers a total of $30 off their first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. It's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking the quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. And let me tell you about Dave. Level with me. We've all been in a situation at some point in our lives when we were a little tight on cash. Maybe you can only afford to put a few gallons or liters for my Canadian friends of gas in your tank, or you got another save the date and are wondering how you're going to afford a gift. That's where Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's where I'm ready to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member of FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right. Recommended plays. A mythical $100. Imaginary $100 that we're going to bet for on the most sure shot things that we have on the card. We'll start with Dan.
Can you give me the number you had on Jared Gordon again?
Jared Flash Gordon is at minus 300.
Ooh, a little higher.
Very chalky.
Yeah, it's a little chalky. I'm going to do $45 on Jared Gordon.
Wow, that's your big lock of the week.
Yeah, he's the one who I'm feeling pretty darn good about right now. I can't imagine Leo Santos gives him any trouble.
Okay, give me one of my big locks, Kamaru Usman, $30. Kamaru Usman money line -375.
All right. And for my next one, I'm gonna go prop here. For my next one, I'm gonna take $30, and I'm gonna take Lucy Pudilova, but I'm gonna take Lucy Pudilova by decision. I'm seeing Lucy Pudilova, who's, I think we had her at -140 to start.
Yeah.
Which I already think is a pretty good price. And it's actually, depending on the book you're looking at, trending down too, down to like -120s and 30s. But if you get her by decision, you can get her at +140 instead.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah. Which is a nice little turnaround. And look, here's the thing about that prop too, is that Lucy Pudilova is not a finisher, right? Like she's coming off of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 straight decision wins. Her last time she finished somebody was in 2016. So it's been a little while. And Yanan Wu has only been finished by Yana Kunitskaya in 2016. So it's been 6 years since Wu lost by finish, and it's been 6 years since Pudilova won by finish. So yeah, like if you're liking Lucy Pudilova, might as well get the plus money on the decision.
Definitely, definitely. What's Costa's KO prop? Do you have it in front of you? What's the
number? Yeah, I can pull that up. I don't think it's as good as you're going to want it to be.
No, probably not.
I can pull it up. Costa by KO, -170.
$20 on that, please.
All right. Costa, KO, -170. And you got 20 on that. All right. So I'm down to $25. I'm going to take that last $25, and I'm just gonna put it. I'm gonna go double dog here. I'm gonna go Jay Perrin for $25, right. And he was +140 as well.
Yes, I believe so. +140. This is such a Gumby move. Double dogs. All right, I still got. Nah, Pedro's gonna win, but
You know what? I'm just gonna throw this prop to you just so that, because I have it written down. What do you think Tyson Pedro in the first round is lined at?
+200?
-200.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. I was thinking about it because that's
I almost did anyway, because that's how obvious it seems.
No, but kidding.
-200 for, and you get 5 minutes, that's it.
Yeah. Wild. All right. Let me see if I want to put everything on my last one, if there's anybody else that jumps off the page. What do I have left? All right. My big one, Romanov, obviously. $50 on Romanov to win money line. He finishes. What's the finish number on Romanov within the distance? On
him? Inside the distance for Alexander Romanov, it's looking like -120.
All right, give me that.
Okay, Romanov.
Look at me, eh? Look at me. Two props. That's not my style, but we'll see. Romanov inside is what you say again? -120?
-120.
All right, there we go. So let's give you a recap. Gumby, Vreeland, 45 on Jared Flash Gordon, money line, 30 on Lucy Pudilova via decision, 25 on Jay Perrin, money line. I have 30 on Kamaru Usman, money line, 20 on Paulo Costa, knockout, 50 on Alexander Romanov inside the distance. I am getting very, very fancy this week, so we shall see how it pays off. Speaking of fancy, Hungry Man Jong Superfan Parlay is coming up right now. Guaranteed at least 10-1 your money. Usually, based off of two fights. We'll see what Gumby has for us this week.
So I got Miranda Maverick inside the distance. While I didn't put it in my recommended plays, her fight here against Shannon Young coming off of being finished. I think Maverick's so tough on the mat that I think she gets a sub here probably, but I'm opening it up to a TKO from like mounted punches or something. So I just like the inside the distance one, +140 you're getting on that. And I'm going to kind of dovetail to your last pick here where you took Romanov, but instead of taking inside the distance, I'm going to play sub. Because while a lot of people think like TKO punches, you know, Marcin Tybura, not really a guy who gets submitted. In fact, I don't think he's ever been submitted. Romanov is just kind of the guy who has those like crazy submissions. Like the Marcos Rogério de Lima forearm joke like sticks out to me. Like, I could totally see him doing something like that again. +375 on Romanov with the submission prop. So if Romanov gets the sub and Maverick finishes the fight, you get +1050.
All right. That's right where you've been the past few weeks. Hopefully this one will hit. And it's true. Tybura has never been subbed in a fight. So
I felt that was true. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're getting good money on that. All right. That's it. Put this one to bed. Hopefully everybody enjoys the fights. Make sure you get over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord, join the discussion on all these fights, and we'll be talking about a bunch of other things like we always do, every day, all day. Top Turtle MMA podcast, Dan's other podcast, just dropped what you said this Wednesday morning, so it's in there, out there for you to listen to now. Make sure you check that out. Read all our writing at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Dan's got a prop article up there for UFC 278. He's got a PFL article for their semifinals this weekend. I will have my UFC, or actually I already do when you're listening to this, UFC 278 picks for all the fights are up there. Article on that. Plus I will have a DFS lineup up on Thursday. Maybe as you're listening to this, it's already up there. Plus Dan, I have baseball writing up there. Dan's got baseball, basketball. We got everything. NFL is back almost, everyone. So we got tons of NFL stuff on there too. And my MMA site's moneymma.substack.com. At the very least, subscribe to the free portion. Get in our free pick'em contest. It is lots of fun. I think that's it. Anything else you wanted to? Oh, Twitter, of course. SGPN MMA is the main Twitter feed for us that Gumby runs. His personal one is Gumby Vreeland. Mine is Jeff Fox Writer. Give us a review, rate and review us if you haven't already. We are giving a randomly going to give away a $50 gift card to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. So you can get some gear to everyone that enters a review for us. We are going to put in a draw and, like I said, give away a $50 gift card. So make sure you give us a review if you haven't already. And now I think that's all I have to say. Anything else I need to say before I take us out of here?
No, I think you got it all.
All right, cool. Until we meet again, I will remain Jeff Chalks Fox. He will be Gumby Vreeland. We'll be back in your ears with our recap on and our Contender Series picks on Sunday. Bye.